This is the New England Patriots Roster Report Podcast on Patriots.com. The Roster Report Podcast is presented by Sullivan Tire and Bridgestone Tires. Don't know who got cut? We do. Not sure who was signed to the practice squad? Yep, we know that too. The Sullivan Tire Roster Report is your weekly guide to keep up with the Patriots roster from top to bottom. And now, here to keep you informed, the writers of Patriots Football Weekly.
Friday, November 2nd, 2012. Welcome to another Patriots.com Roster Report podcast presented by Sullivan Tire. And while things have been slow on these podcasts in recent weeks, they picked up as we enter the bye, the quiet period of the bye, which is convenient for us. No injury report, but we don't need it this week because we have a trade. At the trading deadline, the New England Patriots made the biggest move in the league, sending a fourth-round pick to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in exchange for talented but troubled cornerback Aqib Talib, a former first-round pick in 2008, the 20th pick in the draft as an All-American out of Kansas. And Talib is a guy that has size at 6'1", 205, but he has some issues. He's not only had off-field issues, he's currently serving a four-game suspension for violating the NFL's performance-enhancing drug policy. He claims he took Adderall in training camp without a prescription, and he will not be eligible to join the Patriots until after the Bills game when they come out of the bye. He also has some other suspensions for violating the league's conduct policy. He's also landed on injured reserve twice in his career with, I believe, hamstring and something else injuries. So it's not a slam dunk. It's not like the Patriots acquired Darrelle Revis, but Paul Perillo, Bill Belichick certainly addressed by far the team's biggest need by going out and getting a guy who clearly has talent and has some clear coverage ability. The one issue I would have, and I'd like to start here, is by all accounts, he's a man cover guy. What he wants to do is just line up and cover the other team's best receiver, leave me alone, and you do the rest with your defense. That is not generally the way the New England Patriots have played, even back in the days when they had Ty Law, who was certainly capable of doing that. So how does Aqib Talib fit in?
Well, it's going to be interesting because you're absolutely right. That's not the way the Patriots have generally gone about their business, and it will be interesting to see how Bill Belichick decides to use Aqib Talib. Now, there's no question that it addresses a need. The Patriots' pass defense and secondary specifically has been struggling all season long. And this was about the best you were going to be able to do. Throughout the last couple of weeks leading into the trade deadline, we often have been asked on PFW in Progress if the Patriots had any moves in mind. And we said no, we didn't think they did. But if there were, we thought it would be either someone who's disgruntled over a contract or some kind of a problem child like Randy Moss when the Patriots traded him a couple years ago. Those are the guys that tend to get traded, and that was the case with Talib, and that's what they got.
Talib's a guy, 18 career interceptions. I believe up until last year he had 4, 5, 6, so multiple type interceptions every season, only 2 in 2011, only 1 this year, obviously, in limited playing time, just 4 games. Final year of his rookie contract, $1.8 million, so the Patriots will pay less than half of that when he actually is here to make money when he comes off the suspension. In terms of the risk, you know, because you mentioned it, you're not getting the perfect guy. Guys come with baggage. Bill Belichick has done this many times, you know, often in the offseason, not so much at the trading deadline, but Corey Dillon worked. Randy Moss worked. Albert Haynesworth didn't come close to working. Chad Johnson didn't come close to working. Your inclination over the next half a season as the Patriots try to make a run toward a Super Bowl and try to shore up a secondary that's allowed 42 big plays, most in the NFL, will this work or not work?
But if I'm going to play the role of Fred Kirsch a little bit. If we're defining work as will he be able to go the rest of the season without getting in trouble? Or, you know,
no, I'm defining it more
poisoning the locker room in any way, I think that'll work. I don't think he'll.
I'm talking about impact, because Chad Johnson didn't poison the locker room. He just didn't impact the team in a positive way on the football field.
No, I know, but it also cost him an awful lot.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that in the end, I don't think this move is going to be worth it.
You do not believe that he will have a.
I don't think he's a good enough player
to put you over
the top.
Resounding impact on the pass defense.
I don't. And I've judging on I'm judging my opinion on several of the Tampa Bay writers that I heard speak about him, most of which said that this is a talented guy who can play well in the style that you described. Man coverage, taking the other team's best opposing receiver and whatnot, but also is prone to mistakes and prone to giving up big plays. He's an aggressive corner who gambles a lot. And one guy that I heard, Rick Stroud, I believe, from the Tampa Tribune, talked about the Giants game this year where he got absolutely destroyed by both Victor Cruz and Hakeem Nicks. So I don't think physically on the field this is a guy who's going to put you over the top. So in that regard, I don't think it will work. But I don't expect him to come here and get suspended again.
No.
Or not make it through the balance of the season because he gets in an argument with a teammate. This guy has got 7 games to go. He's going to become a free agent. And if he wants another contract, he's going to have to keep his mouth shut. Now, that didn't stop him from getting suspended already this year. So that tells you the kind of person that they're acquiring here. But I don't think it's going to be the difference between winning a Super Bowl and not.
All right, let's talk about how he fits in terms of maybe playing time, because Patriots secondary has been very unsettled for the first half of the season. We've seen Devin McCourty at corner, Devin McCourty at safety. The two starting safeties, obviously Gregory has missed significant time. Chung has also missed the last 2 games. We've seen Arrington get benched, Arrington get hurt. We've seen Alfonso Dennard come on and play well. How do you think when we see this unit, when healthy, when Chung is available, when Gregory's available, and when Talib is off his suspension, what do you envision as the starting lineup and the productive group out there?
Yeah, isn't it funny how many different variations that you've seen thrown out there by fans and media alike already? To me, and I could see a lot of different ways that this can go, and I'm not necessarily married to it, but I would put Talib and McCourty at corner, and if Chung and Gregory are healthy, I would have them be my safeties, and I would work Dennard in there and probably have McCourty slide to the slot in situations where, you know, you're in nickel and dime situations. Not ideal, because I don't know exactly which one of those guys fits best in the slot. I think I've seen McCourty do some of it. I don't think Talib did in Tampa. I think he's been exclusively an outside corner and, based on the talk, a left corner. And Dennard, he was kind of limited all summer. I don't think he got anything really other than outside corner reps either, and I think that's asking a lot for a guy to just sort of change midstream. And I think McCourty, with his experience at safety, and I think that you and I talked about this off the air, I think that he maybe did a little of it during training camp from here and there. That's what I would do. And I think that Chung and Gregory are your safeties. You can obviously choose to keep one of those guys on the bench and put McCourty back there and then have Dennard be your other corner, and maybe use Arrington as your slot back. But 4 best to me is Talib, McCourty, Chung, and Gregory.
And as we are wont to do as media, we try to boil it down to a simple 4 guys. Bill will just week to week change it.
Yeah.
That'll be game plan related. I'm guessing you'll see a variety of permutations kind of all those guys. I would agree with you basically on the 4 best. I would tweak one thing. I think I'd probably move Dennard into the slot just because I like his ability to bump at the line, and I think it's turned into holding at times, but I think a guy like Wes Welker, he might have a chance to take him off his route, disrupt the route. And McCourty has concerned me for a year and a half now, just letting guys get too easy of a free release.
True.
If a slot guy gets that easy of a free release, he's going to eat you up all day long, and they'll get killed. I'd like to see maybe Dennard try that role. Other than that, I agree with you on the safeties. I want Chung and Gregory out there. Those are the guys I think I can count on. If it doesn't work, okay, then I'll go to plan B, as you said, with McCourty or some other grouping. But I agree with you on the best 4, so to speak. But they certainly have more options now. As we've talked about with wide receiver in the spring when they signed all those, it bumps people down a couple notches. Talib immediately becomes one of your best corners, whether you slot him in behind McCourty or ahead of McCourty, both former first-round picks who have had some success in the league. It bumps everybody down. Kyle Arrington down a slot, Alfonso Dennard down a slot.
Yep.
And it should give Matt Patricia, Bill Belichick a few more options. And I did want to say, we got Fred Kirsch's opinion before we came down. He's busy reading pages for Patriots Football.
We tried
Weekly.
To get him on to have sort of an impromptu PFW in progress.
Instead, he sent his analysis, which was, if he buys in, it'll work. If he doesn't, he's gone.
So that's the kind of insight you get on PFW in progress from Fred Kirsch.
I'll tell you what, if he doesn't buy in for 7 weeks, then he's got more problems than any of us even could possibly understand, because that's a short period of time to burn a bridge and get yourself kicked out of town. So my guess is he'll be here for the remainder of the season. How well he fits in on the field, we'll just have to wait and see. I do have some other moves I want to go over, though, because it was a busy week. In another week, some of these would have led the transactions here, but they're just afterthoughts in the Aqib Talib trade. Bobby Carpenter was released on Halloween Eve. Veteran linebacker, had played in four games since re-signing October 3rd. Obviously, he was an injury fill-in with Dante Hightower. Tracy White banged up. Hightower is healthy again, so no longer the need there. And then October 31st on Halloween, no tricks, just treats for Mike Rivera, the veteran linebacker brought back to the team.
Bombo.
Had been on the team out of training camp, was released, played for a game actually for Miami, was released by them, so he is back. Derek Martin is also back. He spent time in training camp this summer. He's the veteran guy who's previously spent time with the Ravens, Packers, and Giants, which I like to say is this guy just kind of nitpicks. He's the Phil Jackson of journeyman players. I only play for elite teams.
Yeah, he's been on the last two title winners, right?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I just bounce around the best teams. Call me if you want me. And Sterling Moore was released on October 31st. Somewhat surprising, I think, to a lot of people. He was sort of in the rotation of defensive backs, you know, played his most significant action against the Rams in London, and now is out of work. Reports indicated that he did clear waivers, so he has practice squad eligibility, and last I'd heard, I actually wasn't in the last open locker room period, but his locker was intact here at Gillette Stadium, so always a chance he could be back on the New England practice squad. And they have some room on the practice squad because they released Alex Silvestro, the defensive lineman turned tight end who's bounced around the last couple of years. And they signed a receiver named Jared
Faison,
who was an undrafted, I don't have that release, undrafted rookie.
Yeah,
last year out of Illinois, spent 2 years in college at Florida before going to Illinois, was with the Saints in training camp a year ago, was on the Colts practice squad, cut after training camp this year. So they added a practice squad wide receiver to the mix. One remaining spot on the practice squad. And a roster note, Talib won't count towards the roster until he comes off his suspension, because right now he is indeed suspended, so they don't need to make a move to fit that in. And actually, the Patriots have not yet officially announced the trade. The Bucs announced the trade yesterday. A fourth-round pick, to recap, going to Tampa Bay. Patriots getting Aqib Talib and a seventh-round pick, all picks in this April's draft. And the Patriots now have very limited picks. They have their first, second, and third, and then they jump ahead to the seventh. They don't have anything in the fourth, fifth, or sixth rounds.
I believe they have two in the seventh, right?
As of now, we all know that, you know, they franchise Wes Welker and trade him. They could add picks, or Bill could trade down to pick up picks in the middle of the draft. Certainly not set in stone, but Bill has used these picks on a variety of trades of late.
Right.
All for troubled players, and the latest of which is Aqib Talib. Paul Perillo says it's not going to work out. He will not be the difference. Others believe that he may put this team over the top and make it the favorite to win the Super Bowl as they fill their greatest need in the bye week.
Andy Hart believes that.
I believe that. I do. I had hope for the defense, and think what you want of Aqib Talib off the field, and I actually think he's overrated. He's a competitive cornerback that'll help this team, make this team better overall. That'll be the last exciting roster report for the year, because the trade deadline passed Thursday afternoon. It was delayed 2 days by Hurricane Superstorm Sandy. And no more trades. It'll only be waiver wire pickups, IR, and practice squad moves and injury reports from here on out. But bottom line is, Aqib Talib is a Patriot. Patriots are a better football team today than they were yesterday. And Paul Perillo is ready for a nice bye weekend where he will pound the Miller Lights and enjoy some football from his couch. Until next Friday, for Paul Perillo, I'm Andy Hart, and that is another Patriots.com Roster Report podcast presented by Sullivan Tire. Peace out.
This has been the Sullivan Tire Roster Report podcast from Patriots.com. Bridgestone Tires, available in over 60 Sullivan Tire locations across New England. Visit SullivanTire.com/Bridgestone today.